Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. And with the hearing of that bell and the ringing of that bell, you need to get your Bibles and turn, if you will, to Luke chapter 15. And we're going to begin reading in just a moment from Luke chapter 15, verses 15 through 17. We're in the middle of a lesson about Jesus and the Sabbath, and it's going to be a lesson that's going to extend over several class periods because we want to understand as much as we can about the Sabbath while we are on this particular lesson. And there's some confusion about the Sabbath to this day. Did you know that sometimes people call Sunday the Christian Sabbath, but the Bible never does call the first day of the week the Christian Sabbath? And perhaps we'll understand better about that as we proceed with this lesson. So turn your Bible to Luke chapter 13. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. And all are welcome to all of our assemblies. In the lesson that we're looking at today, Jesus had healed a woman that had had an infirmity of 18 years, and this particular infirmity had her so bowed over that she could not rise herself. And so Jesus healed her while he was in the synagogue on the Sabbath. And the ruler of the synagogue chastised the people that were coming to Jesus to be healed on that day, saying, "You've got 6 days to work. There's no reason for you to come over here and try to be healed on the Sabbath." Well, Jesus is going to expose their hypocrisy. We read in verses 15 through 17. This is Luke chapter 13. Verses 15 through 17, "The Lord answered him and said, 'Ye hypocrites, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on the day of the Sabbath?' And as he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitudes rejoiced over all the glorious things that were done by him." In this lesson, Jesus says, "Ye hypocrites, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, to have been loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" This put his adversaries to shame and caused the multitude to rejoice over his glorious deeds. God blessed and hallowed the Sabbath. The first mention of the Sabbath is in Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, where it says, "On the seventh day, God finished his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that in it he rested from all the work which he had made." And then in Exodus 20 and verse 11, we read, "For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." These passages give the reason why God blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, because in 6 days he created all things and rested on the seventh day. Now, we read about that as early as Genesis 2, verses 2 and 3. We know what God did, but when did he do it? It doesn't tell us in Genesis 2 that he blessed the Sabbath day on the Sabbath day. Well, I'm going to show you in a few moments how God revealed his Sabbath to the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. Let's look when the Israelites begin to observe the Sabbath. While all of this is true regarding the blessing of the Sabbath day, there's no evidence in the Bible that the Sabbath was in any way observed until after the children of Israel were freed from Egyptian bondage. From Genesis 2 and verse 3, there is no reference made to the Sabbath until it is mentioned in Exodus chapter 16, 22 through 30, where the Israelites were forbidden to go out of their place on that day or to prepare manna for eating because it was a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath. On the sixth day, they were to gather twice as much manna as on the previous days because none fell on the seventh day. Let me read that to you from Exodus chapter 16, verses 23 through 30. And he said unto them, "This is that which Jehovah hath spoken. Tomorrow is a solemn rest, a holy Sabbath unto Jehovah. Bake that which ye will bake, and boil that which ye will boil, and all that remaineth over layeth up for you to be kept until morning." And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bade, and it did not become foul, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, "Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Jehovah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day is the Sabbath. In it thou shalt be none." And it came to pass on the seventh day that there went out some of the people to gather, and they found none. And Jehovah said unto Moses, "How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that Jehovah hath given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." So the people rested on the seventh day. Genesis 16 and verse 30. The Bible makes no mention before of this of any command of God for man to keep the Sabbath or any reference to its observance by the patriarchs. When they came out of Egypt, the children of Israel knew nothing of the Sabbath. God made it known to them and commanded them to observe it. "Thou camest also upon Mount Sinai and speakest with them from heaven, and gave them right ordinances and true laws and good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath." Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 13 through 14. This was done through Moses. Now the Sabbath was a day of rest. The Sabbath was given as a day of rest. The word Sabbath means rest. The Israelites had suffered in hard, cruel bondage from unremitting labor. And now God gave them an established day of rest. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do thy work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath unto Jehovah thy God. And if thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Deuteronomy 5 and verse 15 adds, "And thou shalt remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and Jehovah thy God brought thee out thence by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore Jehovah thy God commanded thee, to keep the Sabbath day. This is the reason the Israelites were commanded to keep the Sabbath day. Men servants, maid servants, and all beasts of burden, as well as their masters, and all strangers must rest, that God, in His mercy and wisdom, saw fit to sanctify one day in every week as a day of rest for servants and beasts and strangers against the greed and rapacity of men, settles the question that one day of rest in every seven is best for man and beast. Men are still greedy and rapacious. The Israelites on the Sabbath were to remain every man in his place and not to go out and gather manna. We see in Exodus 16:23-29 that they were also to kindle no fire throughout their habitations. Exodus 35:1-3. Let me read that passage to you. And Moses assembled all the congregation of the children of Israel, and said unto them, These are the words which Jehovah hath commanded that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a holy day, a Sabbath of solemn rest to Jehovah. Whosoever doeth any work therein shall be put to death. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations on the Sabbath day. They were also to bear no burden and do no manner of work. Jeremiah the prophet said in Jeremiah 17, beginning in verse 21, Thus saith Jehovah, Take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, neither carry forth a burden out of your house on the Sabbath day, neither do you any work, but hallow ye the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they hearken not, neither incline their ear, but made their necks stiff, that they might not hear and might not receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith Jehovah, to bring no burden through the gates of the city on the Sabbath day, but to hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work therein, then there shall there enter in by the gates of this city kings and princes, sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes and men of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places round about Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the lowland, and from the hill country, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meal offerings and frankincense, and bringing sacrifices of thanksgiving into the house of Jehovah. But if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath day, and not bear a burden and enter at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. It was frequently repeated that whosoever doeth any work therein, that is on the Sabbath, shall be put to death. Exodus 35 and verse 2. Exodus 31 and verse 15. There's a man that gathered sticks on the Sabbath day and was stoned to death after the manner Moses had inquired of Jehovah of what to do with him. That story is Numbers 15:32-36. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation. And they put him in a ward, because it had not been cleared what should be done to him. And Jehovah said unto Moses, The man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him to death with stones, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Oh yes, the children of Israel were to keep the seventh day as a day of rest.